G'day, everybody. About to show you something. If you want to learn more about this, get a free course at quantlabs.net/shop and just pick off this product right here with this little trading chart. New free trading technical analysis indicator, da 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 course. Okay, that's at the quantlabs.net shop. Apply the supply coupon code, you'll get it for free. If you want to know more, just come under quantlabs.net/contact, fill in the form. All right, so what I want to show you is some of the reports that have been working pretty nice. Markets did tank a lot today. We have no shorts available, but I want to show you what's really been reliable. This is one I use now. This one, AXS, this is just a long, unfiltered report. This one has been quite reliable. The worst you'll get is a false start. So here we have AXS, everything in USDT, spot market on Binance. You can probably apply it to all the other exchanges as well. And here's our latest buy average moving cross. You can see nice positive trend line there, and so on. So let's see what else we got here. So today is the 18th. Here we can pay attention to, I've mentioned this before, Marabuzu bullish. This has been pretty reliable as well. That's for ASX USDT. Here's some movements up here. You could see momentum's getting a little positive at zero, so it's a nice time to get in. We've been watching that on the MotoWave. Okay, so here's the different types of filtering. Let's do the one built around, let me just see here. Most people would probably be interested in this one based on trend. These ones, this is Neo here. Here's an example of false positive. I don't pay a lot of attention to this one, it's just been not cracking it. Same with Ethereum. Ethereum's just been not really going anywhere. It did, as I said, generate that positive green moving up buy signal, but then followed up quite quickly. It's the sell. It's just due to the downward pressure has been pretty extreme. Been still waiting for Litecoin. Nothing's happened there. ICP just been in a downtrend. I'm not a big fan of that coin until it turns positive. Same thing with BNB, with a false positive here as well. Not much, but this one's been promising. You can see here we've had a nice buy average. It has, buy, and it's been moving up quite nicely. No sell signal recently, and it's looking good. It has been staying pretty solid. Same with this one, SOL. That's been in play for a while. Look at that nice trend there as well. So that's been a good coin. Theta, same thing, but here, as the sell and buy signals start to converge, that's probably the closing time when this opportunity has persisted. So those were three good ones. Wave's still on. That's looking pretty good. All right. So next one we have here is filtering longs by volume. Here is the one I've talked about earlier today about USDC. This one always comes up, and because the markets are so weak, we only get the stable coins showing. So there's not much to talk about that. It's like stablecoin against stablecoin. But USDC is getting a lot of attention, getting a lot of extra performance. Stellar, again, not been too good. It's been slightly performing, but I wouldn't put money in it yet. It's been a lot of downward pressure here on this one. Matic was a good one. This may start to move up, as you can see here, as the buy and sell signals start to converge, so maybe this might start to move up, but it's been not a very strong trend as well, just due to the fact of the history of it. But it's been moving up pretty good from 20 cents to up to 24 cents in the last couple of months, so that's why it's been positive. Here, another way to gauge is basically built around the candles again, bullish here as well. And again, in here, you can see the downward pressure, slight momentum down below the 50 RSI. This one's been doing really good as T-Fuel. You can see this buy signal here, and it's been moving up for the last couple of days. Nice trend, just moving up. Let's see on the price here. And again, these are just proximates here. So we're looking at just under 30 cents, and it's up to 50 cents. So it's almost well over 50% already in the last few days. That's been a really good coin to watch. We've mentioned that before as well. You can see here just from around 50 cents to 60 cents. So pretty nice. All right, XRP, not much has been going on there as well, but it's in the top there. But it's been steadily kind of waiting in the wings to move. CHZ had a buy signal, and that might be early stages of something as well. So you can see how valuable these signals and the service can be as well. And again, here's IOST. This doesn't really mean a lot. I don't really, hasn't been doing anything lately. VET, again, not false positive, again, not one of those, but there are coins that are doing quite well. And if you know about them via my Telegram, you'll know which ones to go for. It's only available for my customers, of course. Doge, another false positive here. Bearish, bearish, bullish. But again, I think it's going to be a false positive there. That's on the 16th, a few days ago. Shiba's been doing interesting things. Slight moves. Early in the week, it moved about 30%. But other than that, it hasn't been anything else. And I think that's it. Just want to show you that. Hopefully this will kind of let you know. Again, if you want to know more about this, visit thequantlabs.net/shop. Pick off this guy right here, the Quant Analytics annual subscription, half price off. If you want to try out the course for free, you can pick up this one right here. Apply the supplied coupon code. If you want to know more, just press the contact wherever you can find it at quantlabs.net at the top. Other than that, thanks for watching. Have yourselves a good day. Later.